Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A high school in San Juan Unified School District is home to the only radio station entirely run by students in Sacramento County. KYDS 91.5 FM has been at El Camino Fundamental High School since 1978, broadcasting commercial-free music 24/7 year-round. Here's a little taste.
You are listening to KYDS 91.5 FM Sacramento. I'm DJ Frosty.
And I'm The Lizard.
You just heard Heartbreaker by Led Zeppelin. Next up, what do we have?
Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi and What's Your Name by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
And that is just a sample of KYDS 91.5 FM. The educational radio station was profiled this month by Solving Sacramento. That's a journalism collaborative and a partner of Cap Radio. Solving Sacramento journalist Helen Harlan introduces us to the voices behind KYDS. And we're also joined by El Camino Fundamental High School students, Tori Norley and Winston Huber. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you. Doing better now that you all are here. Helen, I want to start with you because this all sprung from your piece. How did you find out about this radio station?
So I grew up in Sacramento. I actually went to Sacramento Country Day, not far from El Camino. And I went to UCLA and I was in LA for 20 years. And then I came back home during the pandemic. And the first week I was home, I sent my friend Anne from high school a text. And I was like, what radio are we listening to in our cars? Because 106.5 was gone, 100.5 was gone. And she said, hey, the kids at El Camino are running a radio station. You should listen. And I put it on my dials in my car, and like the rest is history.
What stands out to you about this radio station? It obviously struck a chord with you.
Well, I think I was in LA for 20 years, and I think these kids are running just as high quality an independent radio station as KCRW is doing it down there. They're 88.9 SoCal Sound. I love those radio stations. I listen to them in my car, but I wanted to listen to something here in Sacramento. And so I found KYDS. And yeah, I think their playlists are just as good as anything that independent radio DJs are probably doing in way bigger outlets and way bigger cities all over the country, and they're 17.
That is awesome. All right, Tori, well, how long have you been involved? What attracted you to being part of a radio station in high school?
I've been a DJ for KYDS for the past 4 years. So I started my freshman year, but it was during COVID. So we used to do pre-recorded shows. And then when we came back for hybrid school, I met my current like radio partner, The Lizard, and Mr. Sumter just kind of threw us into the station and was like, here's what you do. Have fun.
And what do you love most about it? Because now that you're 4 years in, you kept at it. So you must have grown a lot. And there's a lot of good nuggets in there.
Yeah. I really love just being able to play whatever I want to play. If I find new music, I'm allowed to bring it in as long as it's clean and we have it purchased. But I just really love the idea of like getting to share the music I like with other people as well.
Yeah. Well, Winston, you're a senior as well. What do you love about being part of KYDS?
It really gave me a sense of direction of what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go with my life and the career that I wanted to pursue, because going into high school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do or what I wanted to be, but I had prior media knowledge back at middle school at Arden, and I heard about the media program at El Camino. I was like, ooh, this sounds great. I went on to do it, and now I'm the secretary, and I love it.
So it's just the beginning of what's hopefully a broadcasting career for you.
Hopefully, yes.
Wonderful. We're going to take a little listen of some of the sound that you shared with us, Helen. The first are the morning announcements, which brought me back to high school. Take a listen.
Good morning, Eagles.
It's DJ T,
DJ Indigo,
and The Lizard.
If you want to buy a senior sweatshirt or crew neck, they are $35 in room 40.
Tonight, boys basketball plays at Sacramento Charter.
And girls basketball has their senior night here at UC. Senior announcements are at 5:15. Varsity starts at 6. The theme for the game is Pink Out.
Today is the end of the grading period.
Signups for a blood drive are in the quad at lunch, and the actual blood drive will be on Wednesday.
And on Tuesday, Club Rush will happen in the quad. It'll be the second Club Rush of the block.
Have a great weekend, Eagles.
So DJT, that's you. You're part of that trio with the morning announcements. What do you like about, you know, the response that you get from listeners? Because listeners are not just your students, your peers. I mean, they're also, you know, listeners like Helen.
Yeah. So as far as morning announcements, I think a lot of people get easily more informed in that sense. So like some students will be like, I didn't even know that was happening. So it gives a lot of like insight to just what's going on around the school. And like responses from just KYDS listeners in general are always like very positive feedback. And it's good to hear that people enjoy what we do so that we can continue it. And I just think it's great.
Yeah, I like the video component to the morning announcements as well. I was watching one on the website. It's like you're sitting at an anchor desk and just kind of laying out all the events and things to know for the week, which definitely is cool and helps break it down for students. You mentioned Mr. Sumter. That's the teacher, Matt Sumter. Tell us about him. What do you like about him, Tori?
He treats us as like basically adults and like employees rather than just students. So we learn how to do things. We learn new skills throughout the media course. And we get treated like we have our own responsibilities. So we're less of a student and more of like, again, like an employee or coworker or something of that sort. So we have to be very responsible for ourselves, and you just learn how to be very independent in the media class.
And I would imagine, Winston, I mean, this kind of sparked a career that you want to pursue outside of high school. I would think that Matt Sumter, the teacher, was pretty instrumental in that.
Well, absolutely. He really helped me. He really took me under his wing and guided me on how to be who I am. And it really helps a lot of people at the school find their voice and become a little more outspoken.
Let's take a listen to a little part of what he told Helen.
First of all, the first day I tell them, hey, I treat you like employees.
That's what I was telling you earlier. Yeah.
So that's what these guys have heard. And then the second thing is any lecturing I do, I basically walk through everything together. It's 15 minutes. Maybe 20 minutes. It's a short burst. And then it's like, get them going. Because my philosophy is, hey, you got to put your hands in it. You got to dig in, make the mistakes, be comfortable making mistakes so that you experiment, get better. And then we'll just iterate.
And that is Matt Sumter, who is the teacher. Helen, what stands out to you about his teaching approach?
That they all really love it. I mean, that's... I don't want to oversimplify anything, but I was a theater kid in high school, and I loved it so much. And Tech Week, the week before we put up the show, where we were there all night, and it felt like we were working right in a real theater. And being around these kids reminded me of that feeling. And I didn't have any class in high school or college that was anything like what these kids are doing. So I guess what stands out to me is it's very new. It's a whole new world for me to learn about as well. And I don't want to oversimplify it, but like they love the guy. Like he's kind of out of a 90s sitcom teacher got a vibe, you know. So he's doing really good things for these kids when they're there. And it sounds like they're taking all of these skills and also the friendships and the way they've developed emotionally and using them as they move on after high school.
Yeah, I mean, this is the only high school run radio station in Sacramento County, which is wonderful that it's broadcasted to the community. It's also part of El Camino Fundamental High School CTE pathway, and that stands for Career Technical Education. So, Helen, for those who are unfamiliar, what is a CTE pathway?
Well, I believe it's one of three that El Camino offers, and from what I learned doing the article, these kids are getting a media education that when I was going to college, people went to college to get. And we were joking out front that if there was some sort of like alien apocalypse and all of the adults here at Cap Radio, we were all like put to sleep. I think that Winston and T could run the place. because, and they have this certificate, they're completers, they've learned audio editing, they've learned video editing, they know what the board means. I mean, they know all of this stuff so much better than me. And I've been trying to teach myself this for 10 years on like YouTube tutorials. So it's a really, it's a practical hands-on job skill that they have when they're graduating from high school, that they're going to have these. I think both of these guys are 17 and they could already run the place.
Yeah. I mean, Tori, you've been doing this for 4 years now. So you saw some of your high school elders, you know, graduate and go to college. Do you see them still applying the skills that they learned at KYDS even after high school?
Yeah, totally. One of our presidents in the past year, I don't know where he goes to school, but he actually is on the college radio. And so it's super cool to see that because he's passing on these skills he learned in radio up next to this college radio. And also, like, some of our past people also have other hobbies. Like, I know we have our vice president from 2 years ago. He comes back and takes pictures for our drama productions. So they have a lot to do with, like, the media fields and their skills they learned.
That's awesome. And Winston, I would also think that doing something like this, you know, high school can be stressful. It's not always fun. It can be tough sometimes. This also seems like a nice, healthy outlet, you know, if maybe you're having a rough day.
Well, absolutely. You could come in here and go on the radio and play whatever music you want and just sort of escape, just chill in the studio and just have a good time with your friends and anyone who's in the club and wants to hang out. It's just an escape.
Do you have like a style? How would you describe your playlist and what you like to play?
My playlist is all over the place. I have a lot of different music. I play a lot of old like 80s and 90s songs, but I mix it in with some more modern and current R&B and hip-hop. I play a lot of rock and a little bit of heavy metal. It's all over the place.
How about you, Tori?
I think mostly I play a lot of newer stuff. A lot of like indie or some pop genres.
And there's something for everyone. Well, Tori, Winston, and Helen, thank you for stopping by. It was great talking to you three.
Thank you very much.
Helen Harlan is a journalist with Solving Sacramento, sharing her reporting on KYDS, the only high school student-run radio station in Sacramento County, and it's based at El Camino Fundamental High School. We're also joined by KYDS students Tori Norley and Winston Huber. And with that, that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast, and if you want to reach out to us, you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.